Guidelines for Ethical Listening.
So far in this chapter, we have focused on the ethical duties of public speakers. But speech-making is not a one-way street. Listeners also have ethical obligations. They are, 1, to listen courteously and attentively, 2, to avoid prejudging the speaker, and 3, to maintain the free and open expression of ideas. Let us look at each.
Be courteous and attentive.
Imagine that you are giving your first classroom speech. You have put a great deal of time into writing the speech, and you have practiced your delivery until it is just right. You have not had much experience giving speeches, but you are confident you can do well, especially once you get over the initial rush of stage fright. You have worked hard on your introduction, and your speech gets off to a fine start. You are pleased to see that most of your classmates are paying close attention, but you also notice that some are not. One appears to be doing homework for another class. Another keeps sneaking glances at the school newspaper. Two or three are gazing out the window, and one is leaning back in his chair with his eyes shut. You try to block them out of your mind, especially since the rest of the class seems interested in what you are saying. But the longer you speak, the more concerned you become. What am I doing wrong? You wonder to yourself. How can I get these people to pay attention? The more you think about your inconsiderate and inattentive listeners, the more your confidence and concentration waver. When you momentarily lose your place halfway through the speech, you start to panic. Your nerves, which you have held in check so far, take the upper hand. Your major thought now becomes, how can I get this over as fast as possible? Flustered and distracted, you rush through the rest of your speech and sit down. How would you feel if this happened to you? Certainly you would not regard your speech as a positive experience, nor would you be brimming with confidence as you worked on your next speech. Perhaps you would be soured on speech-making altogether. Just as public speakers have an ethical obligation to prepare fully for each speech, so listeners have a responsibility to be courteous and attentive during the speech. This responsibility is especially important in speech class. When you listen to speeches in class, give your fellow students the same courtesy and attention you want from them. Come to class prepared to listen to and to learn from your classmates' speeches. As you listen, be conscious of the feedback you are sending the speaker. Sit up in your chair rather than slouching. Maintain eye contact with the speaker. Show support and encouragement in your facial expressions. Keep in mind the power you have as a listener over the speaker's confidence and composure, and exercise that power with a strong sense of ethical responsibility.
Avoid prejudging the speaker.
We have all heard that you can't judge a book by its cover. The same is true of speeches. You can't judge a speech by the name, race, lifestyle, appearance, or reputation of the speaker. As an audience member, your aim is to listen carefully to the speaker's ideas, to assess the evidence and reasoning offered in support of those ideas, and to reach an intelligent judgment about the speech.
Maintain the free and open expression of ideas.
A democratic society depends on the free and open expression of ideas. The right of free expression is so important that it is protected by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It is important to keep in mind that ensuring a person's freedom to express her or his ideas does not imply agreement with those ideas. You can disagree entirely with the message, but still support the speaker's right to express it. As Colin Powell stated in a highly publicized presentation at Howard University in 1994, freedom of speech means permitting the widest range of views to be presented, however controversial those views may be. The First Amendment right of free speech is intended to protect the controversial and even the outrageous word, and not just comforting platitudes too mundane to need protection.